Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 18, 1992. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
Over on our left side, directly over the trees, there is the most beautiful flashing of lights. They're all colors of the rainbow. And a rainbow is forming across the sky from the left to the right side. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's something that's not of this world. The colors are absolutely fantastic. And there now, within the rainbow, I see Our Lady coming forward. Oh, Our Lady is so beautifully dressed. I have never seen anything so beautiful. And for the first time now in many years, I see that Our Lady has her hair showing. Our Lady's hair is a dark brown, not black like mine, but a dark brown. And Our Lady has on the most brilliant white gown, covering right down to her fingers. I can barely see her fingers. The gown is very long. It's two pieces, like a cape, over a long gown that covers her feet. I can see that Our Lady is wearing this evening gold slippers. They're like a sandal, not a full slipper, but a sandal. And Our Lady is smiling now. Oh, and you know, oh, Our Lady has on her wonderful crown. The roses are forming all about now. There are roses falling all about the rainbow. And Our Lady has this beautiful crown. It's all gold, golden, and it sits so squarely on the top of the head. You see, her head is covered with a mantle on her head. And the crown is set right on top of that. But I notice now I see two beautiful angels. One is standing now over, coming to her right, our left side. And the other is now standing beside her, on her left side, our right side. And high up into the sky, Our Lady is pointing. And I see the most huge person. I think you'd call him a person. I know who it is by his size, but he's an angel. But he's tremendous. He's covering the whole sky. That is Michael. Oh, he's nodding his head. Oh, yes. Now, he's pointing down now to Our Lady, and he's moving across the sky without even a rustle. I hear no rustle about me. All has become very still. Now there is a gathering of angels on the right side. They seem to be of all sizes. And they go up steps now. I see steps rising high into the sky. It's like an open portal to heaven. They are, the steps are luminous. They are of a material that is not of this world. They're formed of a light formation, but solid. And they are going up these steps now and standing and watching Our Lady. They're watching her there. I had never seen such a guardian of angels for Our Lady. I wonder, Now Our Lady is smiling. She looks sad, but she's trying to smile. And now she's stepping off what must have been a pedestal. I didn't notice that before because of her gown. But she's stepping off now and coming down and over to our left, right over the tall tree, the right side of her statue. But up above the tree now, Our Lady is stopping. She's looking. Even in the sky, it's windy because Our Lady's cape is blowing to the right and to the left. Now Our Lady is smiling, but she has a look that's very pensive. And though she's trying to smile, I can see that there is a heavy sadness hanging over her. I can feel it. Now Our Lady is coming forward. She's closer now to the tops of the trees, and she's placing her first finger to her lips like this, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, I come to you with a mother's sad heart this evening. And I brought you forth, Veronica, to make it known to the world that there are dire events heading towards your country and the world. As I tried to instruct you all in the past, that you must pray much for the leaders of your country and the leaders of the nations of the world. Because if you do not, this will bring on the most disastrous war to mankind. It is coming in steps, my children. Now I want this known to all mankind. Man does not seem to learn from his past. He goes on still making the same mistakes to his own destruction. As I counseled you all in the past, I said to you as quote, this is a ruse. I repeat again, this is the visit to your country, the once great and illustrious United States of the world, the nation, the United States of America, the illustrious country that now is leading into a path of darkness. This has been allowed because of the dire straits of your nation. The morality has now been cast aside. Darkness has fallen upon mankind. Mothers and fathers, how often have I counseled you to protect your children in these days? You will find that many of those that you entrust to teach your children are bringing them into a world of unrealistic atheism. Already, my child, it saddens my heart to know that you are not, as a nation, allowed any longer to pray in your schools. Do you know who is in your nation now? The man of sin. I counseled you in the past, and I will warn you all for the last time that you have allowed to come in upon your nation a man who is a counterpart, an identical figure to his past successes. I tell you now, and I will not tell you again, This is the last time you will receive this counsel. As in the past, Lenin. As in the past, Stalin and Khrushchev and many others had tried to deceive the United States. They all felt that by trying to ensnare you with delusions of casting aside their communistic aspirations, that they had become, as you, a free nation for all. I assure you, my children, there is no freedom in Russia. It is all a delusion. They seek the monies of the world, from the nations of the world. And why do you not learn a lesson? It happened in the time of Lenin. It happened in the time of Stalin. And there you are all on the same road, ready to give billions of monies that should be given to those of your nation and the free nations of the world. Do not be deceived, my children. Russia is not free. It is a cosmetic act to delude you. Lenin and Stalin used the same tactics, my children. Why do you not learn from your errors? Our lady is crying. Now she's looking up and she says, my tears fall on you, my children, and I must give you also the conclusion to what I have spoken to you of. Lenin and Stalin are not with us. They were cast off to meet with their God, the Prince of Darkness, Satan. It behooves me to say, and it tears my heart in anguish, that they did not seek to be saved. For those who approach them, as they will approach you in your nation, and try to convince you that their way of life without the Eternal Father was a way that should be adopted by all? No, my children. I repeat again, because this will be my last discourse to the world on this subject. This man, these two men, are of the same creed, color, spirituality, or should I say, my children, lack of spirituality. They have a father who is the father of all liars. So what does it make them, my children? Lenin, Stalin, Khrushchev, Yeltsin, Gorbachev. That is the same old plan, my children. And those leaders of your nation are as blind as they were in the past. I tell you for your own good, my children, of the United States of America, that once was a nation under God and indivisible, that you will fall. If you do not come out of your slumber now, you will fall, for it is their plan to subdue you once they get the billions that they need in aid to bring up the economy and buy more armaments. They have not disposed of their armaments, my child and my children. They store them in other nations. They have the same goals as their forefathers. Now, my child, I know it has distressed you much to hear this. It is not easy to have to tell you this, my child, because it places a great burden upon you. And I must also warn you that you must be very cautious of how you guard your home in the future. Do not be afraid at night, child. I will be with you always. My son will not abandon you, but you must remember, my child, for all the suffering that is received, think and read your book of life and love the Bible. Know that all who followed my son had suffering, whether of mind, spirit, or body. It is not an easy road, my child, to heaven. It will never be an easy road. Now Our Lady is pointing up to the sky, high into the sky, and I see, I don't know what it looks like. It's some kind of a bomb or no, it's not a gun. It's a submarine. Now Our Lady is coming. She had gone over to the right side by the trees, but she's coming over and she's pointing again. She says, my child, I'm showing this to you. Your country is not free of submarines. They're planning their attacks. They're guarding you so that you do not receive the truth, as they will try to destroy you now, my child. You will see that you keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your nation and the free nations of the world. We say free nations because they are the ones that are being planned to fall and capitulate to Satan's consort. And I say it in plural, consorts, Yeltsin, and Gorbachev. Now Our Lady is placing her hand down on her chest, and she's looking very upset. I don't think I have ever seen Our Lady so upset. And now she's touching her lips, which means she wants to speak. My child, I did not bring you here for an easy mission, as I tried to explain to you before you left. However, it had to be. You see, my children, as long as there is someone praying the rosary in your country, we will be here to guide you. But accept our counsel now. Do not wait until it is too late. America the beautiful will fall. Sit back, my child, and wait. My son wants to counsel you on a very urgent matter. Now Our Lady is going over to our right side. That's her left side, and she's going high up into the sky now and standing over on the side. I can barely see her because of the trees. I can see through the trees, but she's standing over on our right side. And she's pointing over now to our left side. Oh, there, Jesus is now coming through the sky. He's moving very fast across the sky over to Our Lady. Now he's reached her side and he's whispering something to her. I can't hear it. Now Our Lady is touching her lips. She needs for me to listen. And Jesus has moved over outside the tree range. Our Lady is now between the trees and the sky. But Jesus is outside of the range of the trees, and he's now touching his lips. Jesus has on a beautiful red cave. Oh, it looks like it's made of velvet. It's a velvet cape and a beige gown underneath. And his feet look quite there, except that I can see the two straps of a sandal, a beige-colored sandal. It looks like some kind of animal skin. I can see him very clearly. Now, he has no covering on his head, and Jesus' hair is quite long, and it's quite caught up in the wind now, blowing back and forth. Now, Jesus is smiling, and he's now touching his lips, which means to listen. My child and my children and the world, as my mother counseled you in the past, we will not abandon you. We will be with you as long as there is a rosary recited in your country. I say now, my children, these rosaries must reach throughout your country and the world, for the world is fast hurtling towards a great catastrophe for mankind. I assure you, my children, that those minds that have reached beyond the clouds, seeking the impossible, have now grasped the atoms from the heavens that were once given to the Eternal Father. They were his possession, and now they are using them to destroy the earth. In time, my child and my children, you will understand what I mean. If we cannot turn our beloved children of the earth, and I say, no matter how dark the souls now, you, my children of the earth, are beloved to us, and we do not want to lose one to Satan. My child, Veronica, you have seen many photographs, miraculous, taken on the grounds, the sacred grounds. They may guide you in what I have to say. As I discoursed with you in the past, I told you that Satan and his legion of demons are loosed upon the earth. If you go up to your stratosphere now, there is hardly an inch that is not covered by the demons. Do not look for land. Do not look on another planet for life, for there is none. Only those who delude you tell you this. What you saw, my child, in the past, called a flying saucer by mankind, we have allowed many to see this. They are transports from hell. However, we have never seen a demon, my child, who has taken on a human form, except through the spirit. No, my child, we did not allow you to see any formation of any nature on this celestial object that you saw many years ago by the doors of St. Robert Bellarmine Church. Therefore, do not be deluded that there are beings coming from other planets. This is not true, my children. What you have now, because of the sins of mankind, all hell is loosed upon earth. Satan now knows that his time is growing short. That is the truth, my children. I tell you all, your time is growing short. All that is written in the Apocalypse of St. John, the Apocalypse must be read by everyone who is knowledgeable enough to understand. And as for your children, I say this as your God. Every parent that does not take the responsibility of teaching and raising his children and giving them to others who are possessed by these demons that are loose now upon your earth. I say possessed, and that is only a kind word. I could discourse with you much farther, but I'm afraid, my child, your heart would not be able to accept this. Now, Jesus is telling me something that he doesn't want me to repeat it. Yes, I will. Now a lady is coming over to Jesus, and she's standing there and looking all about her. Now there's an angel coming over to our lady, a beautiful angel. I don't think it's Saint Michael. This angel is not as large as Michael. But the angel has a huge bouquet of red roses in its arms. It looks quite human in a gown. I don't know its substance because I can't see any feet. And whatever it's holding the roses by, its arms are just filled with red roses. And now Our Lady is motioning to the angel. And he's coming right over the trees here. And he's throwing these red roses all about his shrine, all about, and to the left and to the right. Now he's being joined by another grouping of angels high above Our Lady's head, and they have an assortment of yellow roses. And now they are starting to throw them down on us. I can feel them on my head. Oh, and now the beautiful whites are showing up. And they look like little children. These angels look like little children. They're very, very tiny. They look like infants. And they also are throwing the roses. And for their strength, they're me throwing them very far. Oh, they're falling all the way down outside the circle. Oh, it's beautiful. They look like cascading stars. That's the only way I can explain it. I have never seen anything so beautiful in my life. And if that is heaven, is what heaven is like, that's for me and for everyone. Our Lady is smiling. And now she says to continue with the rosary. And I will speak to you once more this evening, my child. It's more in counsel to mothers. Now sit back and join the prayers. We're not leaving. We're going to stand right there. If you look up, you will see us. Our Lady wants the rosary, said. Join the rosary. Our Lady is coming back over the trees. I'm sorry, Our Lady. I had almost forgotten that you were coming back. I was so engrossed with the people in the infirm circle. However, I know that you're not crying so badly now. So it's much more pleasant. I was very upset seeing how badly you felt before. But Our Lady now is touching her lips to listen and repeat. My child and my children, we are very pleased at the manner in which you are getting out the directives from heaven. Do not slacken your pace. There are many souls to be reached. They must understand the signs of the times. The biggest threshold for the United States and other countries of the world is if they are willing to go forth and overcome the evil within their own countries. The morality has fallen in most nations of the world now, and this cries to heaven for either repentance or punishment. Know, my children, that we do not wish to see disaster come upon mankind, but the Eternal Father wills and operates sometimes, my child, in most mysterious manners. However, I say at this time that all parents will be held responsible for the falls of their children's souls. Do not expect them to leave your homes and to be taught in light and truth. For the demons are raging now all about you. All hell is open wide now, and you know that that means that the onslaught is at hand. Therefore, we ask all parents to keep a steady hand on their children. Bar them from all the insensitive acts being committed on the diabolical tube of Satan, your television. I ask, if you cannot monitor your set, to remove it immediately from your homes, for your children will even resort to murder if they continue to watch the programming. I, as your mother, understand the difficulties of the world. You must remember, my children, I was also among you and one of you, and I understand all that is going on. And through the countless years that I've overlooked everyone from heaven with my son, this is not unusual to find a country in the state such as yours is, my child. But we have great hopes that if the people of the world and the United States will say the rosary in their homes, and also to reach out to their brothers and bring them the light and truth of the nature of God the Father in the Trinity, that is, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, also known as the Holy Ghost. My child and my children, you understand it is a known fact that when the morals of a country falls, that country will be destroyed in one way or another. Wars are always a punishment for man's sins. So I ask you, my children, to keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world and through your churches, and even if you have to approach your pastors. Many pastors have fallen away from the truth, and they are like black sheep now among the white sheep. However, I say to you, prayer can overrule all evil. Keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the world. It is the only resort now that you have against the evil. Do not remember these things that happen that will drive you to absolute despair in your world. Think over this, my children, and know that things are allowed upon earth by the Eternal Father for a reason, for the eventual good of all. I know you cannot understand this fully, my child, but you will in time. Therefore, when you despair, say, "Oh my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy." Now, my child, you will all continue with the prayers of atonement. I will be with you always, as will my son. Now it's going very cloudy, and it seems like Jesus and Our Lady, Jesus was standing there while Our Lady was talking. I didn't have the opportunity to tell you this, but they're both carried now back up into the sky in a series of clouds, beautiful white clouds. Now I can't see them anymore, though I can see the clouds in the distance.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 18, 1992. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.